get somebody to work with us to get from. Here's the problem. Basically, all it is civic selection, $250 million spent in the present time. That is enough. It's not as bad. There's a problem that can be done. You may have to wait so that it goes a little longer. But yet we can, I guess, any kind of a juggler and standing around that place. Then there has to be these points made. One, about vehicles that I feel reasons so that I sound like a racist of the bridge, that these next few weeks, the number of bills I've been warned will be coming to my desk will far exceed the spending ceiling. If many of them will be for good purposes, I'm going to veto those bills. Not because I'm vetoing what they are for, because I'm vetoing a tax increase for the American people. And those who vote for such bills or vote to override those bills, I put on others right now, will be voting for a tax increase and must be held responsible. Then I would go on to say to add on something about property taxes for the elderly. That is looking to the future. One of the reasons I feel so strongly about the need to hold the line on spending taxes is that we must, that it is vital that we provide property tax relief and use what I said about the minimum loans and the economy. Then I put in the fact that that's as much as you can suggest. But if you can, then I'm sure get a paragraph in it that will give it. It's got to have some more meat in it. You know, if I announce I got that, it's got to say something more than I'm losing the spending ceiling again. So that does give a little civic lecture on the spending ceiling, which is nice, but it's inadequately written. So far, don't get sent back to the writers. I mean, I made all the changes that he was made. Get it over if you can. See if he can get a little of that in where you put crisp, newsy language in that is quotable out of some dimension. I mean, the thing I told Ray that he doesn't do, I mean, he should have a little pad on top of it. Here are the things that will be leads out of this. It's all right. I mean, it's perfectly adequate. It's a civics lecture. I mean, that's all we have to do. But I'd say the first one, I'd like to be a little better than that. Then the next one, may I suggest that, can we put, maybe we just better use Buchanan on some of the writing now that we, on this sort of thing, so we get more umph into it, you know, into the thing. So it has to have, it is a campaign after all. I don't mean to take on the government, but it's got to have sharpness and bite. There's got to be some paragraphs with sharpness and bite in it, so that people can say, well, he said something, rather than just sort of, you know, waddling along with the... Anyway, I've corrected it quite a bit, but the main point is to get into the veto business.
And then also the words you corrected, or did you just...
I didn't go into the veto business, no.
Well,
can you look at that whole thing? I'm okay with it. Okay. What I meant is, you can get into the paragraph of the veto, and then you can get into something on that. It's all right, I understand. I can read it just right now. I just think that it has to be... Okay. Something about the fighting the veto thing, and I want to see the paragraph there. And then something about that we must have that I... property taxes, concentrating first on the elderly, amid your pay. This is a national scandal. And you just use words that we've got to provide relief in order to do so. We've got to hold a line on spending. That's what we have to do. And maybe the candidate can put a backhand comment in there to the effect that when they talk about the new programs and so forth, for example, the this is a definition we're paying for this. buy the equipment, or whatever it is, the spending programs of our opponents, we don't have to be worried about going to our opponents, plot the betting program advocated by our opponents, would add $100 billion a year, and would require a 50% tax increase for the American people. It is popular to present such programs, but I vote, and then put in the line that I have said previously, where I have said, I make this pledge, I will not, in order to keep my pledge, no tax increase.
Say that our goal is no tax increase.
rest of the line, take our own people, avoid, good old Gregor from Dan's line.
Yeah.
Stays bad, if you continue to follow it along the line, you'd be ready to go. Sager was disappointed in the coverage and the personage, and I was sure, special.
I don't know what he would expect.
Well.
Better than what he got.
Well, you know, Ron, he's just exactly right. The networks, he said, picked up the quality thing, which they should have.
Yeah, they were.
They should have, we ought to pick up.
Yeah, but there's no way they're gonna pick that up. They, out of something like that, where they got all that news. They can make news,
they talk to one of them. They could announce his support for a strip mine. She's doing well. Overall, very. Very well.
This is a shot here.
Well, he's speaking, preparing a lot. He's out saying things. Who is the weakest?
He's the judge that ordered that there be no. And then, or no one can talk about the Watergate case because it'll jeopardize the rights of defendants.
He's absolutely correct.
That's
the best legal advice I can have was asked yesterday with the one that's.
Yeah.
You sure? You're the grip to that.
Sure.
Remember, I didn't say anything about the man's mind. I just said that people were getting that horrible people and so forth. I bet son, not one of the bastards have said it. No.
Don't talk about it, change it.
Unless you feel it doesn't matter, I'll just read it out. No, I think it is.